Good morning. The question that Jesus asks, what are you looking for? The philosopher recognizes, as the theologian, that every single human being has been implanted in their heart by God the desire for truth. To be human means we're searching always for the truth. What are you looking for? The question that Jesus asks the followers. As we celebrate these days of Christmas, that question can echo in our own hearts. What are you looking for right now? We can be very content with the blessings that God has given to us and thank God for that. We can thank God for family and friends, for our faith, for all the relationships that we have, for those who maybe are enjoying retirement or those who are still working. But what are you looking for? The moment we are satisfied in the present moment with the blessings that we have begins what our Holy Father said a couple of years ago is mediocrity. The Christian who no longer searches. This is why St. John writes in that first reading today, whoever sins belongs to the devil. The sin of mediocrity is a refutation of not really desiring God in our heart. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton was a practicing Episcopalian, a Protestant, a faithful mother of a family, as a widow, carrying out her responsibilities. It wasn't until she saw Catholics devoted to the Eucharist that her own heart began to stir again, and maybe the whisper in her own heart, Elizabeth, what are you looking for? And she became Catholic, became a religious sister, the Sisters of Charity, whom we thank God for their ministry and their witness in our country. And as she began the Catholic school system as we know it today, although as we know from New Orleans, the first Catholic school system in this country was here in New Orleans. But she's credited with the proliferation of education to the poor. What are you looking for? The psalmist says this morning in 98, all the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. What are the ways in which we have seen that saving power of God right now, not just the past? How is that saving power of God taking hold of us? May that be a part of our Christmas prayer in this early days of the new year, that God will continue to bless us as we are looking for him in ourselves, in our faith, and in our church. God bless.